This is Carolee Rainey at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, but you can call me Ludini. We're all friends here. I have another great artist story for you guys today. We've got Carolee Rainey on the line with us today, and Carolee is a New York-based songstress that just released a incredible new single, Empower, which we're going to listen to in a little bit here. The EP is called Feel Fearless, and we're going to be talking all about that. And Carolee's had a kind of interesting ride, and she's going to share a little bit of that with us. I think we're going to have a good time. But first, let's do a little business. Carolee Rainey will be coming up in 1 second. But first, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com to check for all your Ludini needs. We have some great T-shirts, totes, all kind of fun stuff there for you guys, as well as all the podcasts. You can check them all out. We're all over iTunes, Podbean as well, Player, Player FM, Stitcher, all the great podcast outlets. You can get all the jumping off links there. You can get right to it on your mobile and stream it or download it however you like. Subscribe, and you can pick and choose which podcast you'd like to listen to. Also, you do not want to miss our weekly hard rock and metal show with my co-host Lily V6 of Rock Rage Radio and Keith the Hawk Hawkins from Broadcasting Live in New Orleans. We go once a week. We go live on Facebook. We party with you guys. We consume some libations and talk about music and play some great bands that you're not going to hear on corporate media. So check that out. You can find out all the details at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. All right, guys. As promised, I've got Carolee Rainey on the line. Carolee, thank you for calling in. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for having me.
Okay, Carolee, why don't, before we get into Feel Fearless and talking about the EP that you have out and the sort of the themes of the songs and stuff, let's talk, give us a little bit of background, because you've done some interesting stuff in your life. You were an A&R person for a little while, you were a painter, and you've done some cool stuff. So kind of give us the maybe like Reader's Digest version of your background.
Okay. Reader's Digest, 30 seconds or less. Okay, so back when I was a little teenager girl, I, kind of ran away from home, packed my guitar in my suitcase, hopped on a train, went out west to become a singer, didn't know what I was doing, and, basically spent quite a few years, like, busking and traveling around the country, singing around the world, getting involved in publishing, deals, lots of songwriting, and, this little A&R gig I had. And then it was really interesting because at the end of, like, 8 years or so, I had gotten into a car wreck and smashed up my leg. And at that point, I said to myself, you know what, this has been really fun, but I think I'm moving on from this. I've done it with music, and I can cross it off my list. I love your music, and have a good life, thank you very much.
Okay.
So then I moved into painting. I was raising my babies, and I thought painting was perfect, painting and photography, because I could just be there for my kids while they were growing up, and that's what I really wanted to do, and I loved the visual arts tremendously. It taught me so much about being a songwriter. It was incredible. I looked at songwriting so much different now just because I was a painter. So the visual and the audio really worked, well for me. And then, interestingly enough, at the end of painting was sort of maybe fading away a little from me. I loved it, but it wasn't calling to me the way I needed it to be creative. And I found myself with another bashed leg, had another accident.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, on the other leg. And I'm sitting there on the couch one day thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm not feeling passionate about painting. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm like, this is a really bad movie. It just can't end like this. This is like a terrible ending to like a really bad movie. So I didn't know what I was going to do. I was completely, without cause, without passion. And a dear friend of mine out of the blue said, come on, we're going to go see Ricky Lee Jones at this theater in Fairfield, Connecticut. And I love her music, but I'd never seen her live. So I was like, I'm in. Let's go. Okay, next Saturday night, we went. And, oh, my gosh, Lou, it was the most one of the most amazing moments of my life. I literally walked into her concert, sat down, and was completely mesmerized. I mean, it was like her music, and she took me to this other planet, and I was just shaking from toe to the top of my head. And I literally walked out of that concert, went home, and from that day, which was like 2 years ago, to this day, I haven't stopped writing. You know, I write like between 8 and 12 hours a day.
Wow. That's commitment. That happens to people. You know, they have that shift. They have that moment of clarity, and it can happen at different times. Throughout your life, you can shift in different ways, like you just did. You know, from musician to okay, well, now I'm gonna switch it up to back to musician. But I tell you what, I was kind of giggling a little bit at the beginning when you said, "Oh, I was done with that," because you know. I hear so many musicians, you know, try to, you know, they at some point in their story, they come to this point where, okay, I'm done. But music finds some way to always call you back. Isn't it? It's crazy.
I have to tell you, I'm super shocked that I'm here today, even having this conversation with you about music, that I made this, you know, album. There's another EP coming out right after this one. And it's pretty surprising. I never knew that life would take this kind of turn. I mean, it's a very, very, very happy turn it took, but boy, was it going down the wrong way.
Well,
it really was, you know?
I'm glad that you got it turned around. So you put out a record. You've got a new one, Feel Fearless. It's an EP that's coming out. So why don't we talk about Feel Fearless, and we're going to play the song Empower here in a second. But why don't you kind of give us a little bit of preview about the EP that you have coming up?
Okay. There's 6 songs that I wrote on this EP, and you know, music and lyrics, and you know, honestly, I wanted to make an album so badly because I just was filled with lyrics and music, and I really, really wanted to write with other people. But when I woke up from this journey and I realized I had to start writing songs again, I didn't really know any music people anymore. I just knew like the mommy people and the art people, and so I was like, oh my goodness, I'm just gonna have to do this all myself. So I set to work. And I wrote a lot of songs because I knew, you know, after being a painter and a photographer, if you make 100 paintings or 100 photographs, you might like one or two.
That's
the extent of it. So I was just as critical with my music. And, you know, I'm sure it has a long way to go, but I don't really care. What I say and what I sing is what I care about, what I sing about, what matters to me today.
Right.
So I found a fantastic producer, Grammy and Emmy award-winning Robert L. Smith out of New York City. He's worked with many famous artists, and he took me under his wing, and we did this album, and he got me top-notch musicians that were a true joy to work with. It was just really like a surreal experience. I loved it. We recorded at Avatar Studios before it closed, and and here we are.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and let's go ahead and have a taste here. We're going to play the track Empower, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about it. But this is Empower, Carolee Rainey on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Embrace yourself. Empower, empower, embrace yourself. Empower, empower. Go inside and look around. What do you see? Do not measure whatever you do, 'cause you got your inner treasure, not worth the measuring. Your inner treasure, not worth the measuring. Embrace yourself. Empower, empower, embrace. brace yourself. Empower, empower. Go inside and look around. What do you see? Do not measure whatever you do, 'cause you got your dreams and destiny. They are beckoning. Your dreams and destiny. They are beckoning. Life is so complicated. We choose to saturate it. And judge yourself. Don't judge yourself. Inspire. Inspire. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge yourself. Inspire. Inspire. Embrace yourself. Empower. Empower. Trust embrace yourself. Empower. Empower.
Trust your intuition. Just
give yourself a chance. Trust your intuition.
Trust your intuition.
Just make some new decisions.
Reach
run your own race.
Trust
don't look
your
to the left, don't look to the right.
Just
go
inside.
Straight ahead.
Reach
listen
out.
To what your inner says.
Just go higher, go higher. Just look inside. Reach out. Trust
go
your intuition.
Go
higher.
Embrace yourself. Empower. Empower. Embrace yourself. Empower. Empower. Embrace. Embrace. Just look inside. Just look inside.
All right. Empower. What a kind of like call to like personal transformation. Is this a sort of like a theme with the whole Feel Fearless record?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no. This song, you know, the Feel Fearless theme runs throughout every song on the EP in a different facet.
Gotcha.
In the facet in Empower, it's truly about, you know, competition with inside ourselves. I mean, I think that the general, you know, way that humans relate in their daily life is they're very competitive with one another. And, you know, that's really... I don't know, that can be really harmful, and it can lead to a lot of fear and a lot of insecurity and a lot of angst. And, you know, I myself was really searching, and one day I was actually at the gym working on the treadmill, and that was when I had taken a break from eating some pizza.
Okay. Eating pizza on the treadmill. Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, so I'm on the treadmill and I look next to me and there's like 10 other treadmills and all these people are on the treadmill. And it was very rhythmic the way everyone was like, you know, going up and down on the treadmill. I found the rhythm for this song and I'm like, wow, this is a really cool rhythm. And at the same time, you know, those little TVs on the treadmill.
Yes.
So I'm watching the little TV and this lady's talking about how the word empower is a new movement coming up in, you know, in the world. And she was giving away gifts at the Academy Awards. And in every little gift bag, there was a little book about a little girl with curly hair that was growing up in a family with everyone with straight hair. And she wanted her little girl to feel like included and part of the family. So she wrote a little special book about her. But, I mean, that got me started about writing a song about Empower and wanting to be a part of this movement. So we released it, actually, in International Women's Month, which, of course, was just the month of March that just passed us by.
Right, yeah.
And there's a YouTube video for it, too, if people want to check that out. It really touches on a lot of relevant issues. But the next thing that happened, and then the song just took off, was I remember going to a yoga class and... you know, I was actually feeling really insecure about someone I was thinking about, a friend of mine who just always seemed to have everything go her way. And I went up to the teacher and I'm like, gosh, I really wish, you know, I could release this and not sort of compare myself to someone else. And she said, you know, everyone has to go inside and look at our inner treasure and not compare. And I was like, oh my goodness, I totally love that she said that. You know, because we're such a competitive species. I mean, how great is it to just compete with yourself and like actually not compete with anybody else and just live up to your own potential? I think it actually takes a lot of courage because it's not the norm. We're raised to compete against other people. So I personally think that we might actually accomplish more without insecurities if we didn't compete against others and just competed with ourselves. And in doing this, you actually have to be fearless to follow your own path and not worry about what everyone expects of you.
There's really nothing I can add to that. it's really a great sentiment there and a great idea and good theme. Of course, for a record, you know, music today is so different. Back in when we were younger, in the 70s and 80s, you know, a song that wasn't about, you know, boy, girl, whatever, was considered an odd song. And then it seems like, you know, as time has come on, I'm finding more and more artists who are exploring these sort of heavier themes, spirituality, just sort of like life situations, you know, these sort of like deeper feelings. Do you think this is a sort of just, is this like, are we maturing just as an artistic community? What do you think?
You know what, my honest opinion, that's actually a phenomenal question. And I don't really think we're maturing on some level. And I'll tell you why, because, you know, I think these other topics are fantastic. And I think it's really selfless and humanitarian to reach into other genres aside from, you know, the typical love song. I think that's really refreshing.
Yeah.
At the same time, we're actually not done exploring that love song.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of things that are happening or not happening in a love song, or themes within a love song that actually haven't been touched upon. And I try to touch upon some of that in a couple of my other songs.
Yeah. Good.
You know, there's just issues. You know, we all have issues, you know, so I don't think we're ever going to be done exploring those issues. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Not that we're not more mature, but there's just like a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. So speaking of a lot of stuff, the EP is coming out when?
My EP comes out April 27th. And then next Friday, my next single called Deal with the Devil comes out on Friday the 13th.
That's brilliant timing. Tell us a little bit, since I don't have the song, but just go ahead and give us a little sneak peek. Tell us about the Deal with the Devil.
Okay, sure. First of all, I just want to tell you that it's very different than Empower. Empower is sort of like a jive-in spoken word song, and Deal with the Devil is more in lines with like, you know, kind of like pop rock, folk pop. It's kind of in their little acoustic pop. All of that, and the most of the rest of the record is like that too. Empower was sort of like the appetizer for the entree.
I gotcha.
So, Deal with the Devil, you know, basically, I think everyone's always trying to deal with something at any given time in our lives. Everyone's always dealing with something. I mean, no matter how much you try and pretend you're not, you actually are. And, It can range from like number one to number 10, you know, small to large. But in Deal with the Devil, I touch upon like a sort of that private, inner, uninvited devil that shows up in our mind, showing us where we still need work, whether it be in communicating feelings or being able to be emotionally intimate, which are actually two different things and two different themes. So I kind of think as sensitive humans, we all work on these things our entire life, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we all want to feel accepted and embraced, but in order to do that, you clearly have to put yourself on the line and not fear rejection. I think that for a lot of people, that's actually seriously scary.
Yeah.
And that in itself is part of the human condition. You got to just, you know, you got to close your eyes, put your hands behind your back and say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to be fearful anymore about being honest with this person or letting them just see my heart, you know?
Yeah. Okay, the record comes out. The Friday 13th comes Deal with the Devil. Was it the 22nd? The album?
27th.
The EP comes out, and then what happens? What does the next 6 to 12 months look like for Carrot Lee Rainey?
Okay, well, that's a wonderful question. Okay, so after I release Deal with the Devil, then as the, like in May, we're going to release another single called Mystic Rose. That's on the EP. And then after that, there's even another single probably in July called Feel. And that will be the end of the singles because I did videos to all of these singles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a really wonderful experience directing and editing all the videos myself. We went to some great location in the Berkshires, and we were able to kind of do 3 or 4 videos in 2 days. So that was really an exciting experience. So yes, I'm starting to do some live shows, and I want to get more out there. I'm doing a show in Pound Ridge, New York on May 4th at 8 o'clock. And another show in Amagansett in the Hamptons. It's called the Stephen Talk House on June 10th. And I'm really looking forward to those. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I suppose in the middle of the night, I'll get some incredible phone call from like Stevie Nicks saying, oh my God, I just heard your EP. You've got to come on tour with me.
I think that's going to happen, actually. So why don't you tell everybody, because Stevie Nicks already knows, but tell the rest of the audience out there where they can find you on the internet so they can keep up with all your comings and goings.
Oh, yes. Okay, so my website is carolleerainytunes.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram at Carol Lee Rainey Tunes, and Twitter, which I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm on there somehow. and YouTube. Yes, YouTube. I have my Empower video on YouTube and a little snippet of Deal with the Devil and Mystic Rose, but their full renditions come out next Friday. That's enough of me being on social media. I mean, you know what? Oh my gosh, you know, like enough is enough, but that's plenty. That's plenty of ways to find me.
All right. Carol Lee, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your music with us and your passionate perspective on life and art and music. It's a lot of fun, and I love your energy, and thanks so much. If you got a minute, could you hang out? I need to wrap up the podcast, but I need to do a little business with you when we're done. You got a minute?
Absolutely, and thank you so much, Lou. This has really been fun and exciting, and thank you for, you know, including me on your special show.
Not a problem. All right, Carol Lee Rainey, guys, and just so you, those of you that are listening and aren't looking at anything, it's Carolleerainey, Carol Lee Rainey Tunes.com. We'll get you to the website, and then you can find her on all the social media jazz out there, and of course on YouTube. It's cool video stuff there, and she does a neat little video where she sort of introduces herself and talks about her journey, kind of getting you introduced to the world of Carol Lee. So if you will, you can find that there on YouTube. It's cool. It's a lot of fun. So, all right, Carol Lee Rainey, thank you for being here today, guys. Thanks for checking it out. Please support Carol Lee. Get the record, check out the singles, check out the videos. It's a lot of fun. Remember to like and share the podcast. It shows up all over social media. When you guys see it, just hit that share button when you share the podcast. So if you're going, oh, I really love this Carolee, I really love, you know, her music, well, that means that probably other, your friends and other people you know are probably going to like Carolee too, and they're probably not going to get a chance to hear her because you are not sharing it. So please share the podcast. Sharing is caring. Sharing is saying, I'm serious about music. I love great music. I'm a little, like, turned off by the corporate media crap that's out there, and here's the good music. Friends, check it out. So please share it around, and that way the world will get to know about these great artists like Carolee. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Real quick, one more time. So check back often for more interviews. And guys, keep it out there. I really appreciate you guys listening and all your support. We've got a little merchandise out there. When you help us out with some stuff like that, get a cool T-shirt or something like that, it really shows that you're supporting what we're doing. So we do appreciate that. Oh, man, it's been a lot of fun today. So, guys, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're an artist, if you're a painter, if you're a steel worker. Do they still have steel workers in America? I don't know. But whatever you're doing, just remember, my friend, yes, you are the revolution. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We'll catch you on the next podcast.